got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. Damn good show.
I hate to say it, man, but black people are delusional. As a community of people, I hate to generalize, but man, y'all crazy. Yeah, y'all delusional. Y'all live in fairy tale land.
See, I'm starting to rub off on you. That's good, man. Took you a while, but you catching on.
No, see, up in Boston, Walgreens is closing a lot of stores.
Why? Because of the Negroes?
Well, they're closing a lot of stores all over.
Because they're systemically racist. Is that why?
They're closing.
Calm down. Take a breath.
They're closing a lot of stores all over the country, but they're hitting the brown and black communities more. And it's racist. These Negroes need their meds. They need to go fill the prescriptions. Where the nigga gonna go?
That's what the black people say.
Yeah. Yeah, look, they protested. Watch this video.
Hey, come on, Negroes.
Holding signs in protest, the Communities of Color for Health Equity is demanding this Roxbury Walgreens remain open. Roxbury. The store is telling customers it will close next Monday, January 15th. Many seniors and those without transportation now concerned how they'll get their prescriptions.
For Tim Wentworth and Walgreens, this is all about business. But for us, it's a matter of life or death.
A few months ago, Reverend Minyard Culpepper learned he has a blood clot on his brain. And like many, he uses this Walgreens for his prescriptions. It's just the latest Walgreens to shut its doors in recent years, several in black and brown communities. And some say it's an insult to close on Martin Luther King Day.
How insensitive.
The history of this building is that my godfather, Donald Sneed, used to have a bank here. It was the first blank bank in New England.
So this group of organizers hand-delivered this letter to the Walgreens area corporate office in Marlboro today, demanding Walgreens delay the closure.
Open, let's work out a plan. Let's work out a realignment that's a win-win for everyone.
In the past, Walgreens has said it's closing 200 stores nationwide this year, citing changing buying habits. It's offering customers use another store a mile away or mail order prescriptions. But for some, it's an uphill battle to keep this store open.
We tend to get this kind of information when it's almost too late.
Yeah. We reached out to Walgreens for an updated statement, but have not yet heard back. There's another protest planned here for Friday at 4 p.m.
Why didn't y'all protest all the shoplifters going there stealing everything?
Sound like they're just not profitable. You know how Starbucks has got a store in each corner?
Yeah.
And they're just stealing business from each other?
Yeah.
And some business have to close down because they can't compete with the other Starbucks. That's what's happening. Walmart is just too many stores. I mean, Walgreens, too many stores.
That has nothing to do with it.
That's what it sounds like to me.
What it says a mile away?
They said changing. What did he say? They said changing how people order their prescriptions. That's what he said. I ain't heard nothing about them niggas stealing.
Kevin.
Keith.
That's a black community. I didn't see not one white person coming out of that store. You know why? Black neighborhood. Black neighborhood. Crime, shoplifting. I mean, it happens in the white communities too, but black people are ambitious when it comes to crime.
Yeah, it happened in white neighborhoods, but it's also the black people doing it.
It'd be white people shoplifting
too. Let's get the facts straight.
White people be shoplifting too.
Yeah, white people shoplifting. I'm not denying that, but it's the majority, it's the Negro.
It ain't the majority.
No, let's stick to the facts here.
Hey, Kel.
That's a fact, Keith.
Yeah, I'm going to show you this other
video. And facts can't be racist. You know why?
Why?
Because it's a fact.
Hey.
Opinions can be racist. Right?
Yeah.
You follow me on this? Hey. Opinions can be racist, but a fact, by its very nature, can't be racist.
A fact can be racist.
Like black people. Like black people got thick lips. Is that racist? No, it's a fact. Black people have dark skin. Is that racist? Nope. It's a fact. Black people got broad noses. Is that racist?
Not all black people have big noses.
Black people got kinky hair. Is that racist? No.
All right, Kevin, stop.
White people got thin lips. Is that racist? No.
All right, man. I mean, how long are you going to keep kicking this dead horse?
No, I'm just making my point.
Hey, look at this next video. This is why they really closing these stores down.
Why?
Look.
So apparently this female was shoplifting. She's apparently known to be a shoplifter. And I guess when they stopped her, she put up a fight with the security.
Sir, please, head up. Sir!
Shoplifting is a big thing over here, too, just so you guys know. It's a big problem, I know. I know.
Big problem.
I see.
Especially when it's the same person.
I know. Trust me, I see it.
And then they want three times today. I got
in
two
one day?
Reports that I wrote last week.
The same person three same times? Person. Wow.
It's ain't even the other people.
Right.
Well,
big old thick fingers.
Three times in one day they're saying this.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. A lot of these businesses are losing a lot of revenue because of the shoplifting thing. And a lot of people don't realize that. If you go to some of these shelves, especially in the Roxbury area, some parts of Dorchester as well, a lot of shelves are becoming empty because of shoplifting.
See, they in Roxbury. Where were they protesting? Roxbury. It's the same Walgreens store.
Oh.
That's why they're closing down. They don't tell people the truth.
I stand corrected, Keith. I was wrong. The reason why they closing is because these niggas don't not appreciate anything. That's why they closing.
Yeah, it turns out they're closing on Martin Luther King Day.
They rub it in.
No,
man. Come on,
Keith. Just happened to fall on Martin Luther King Day.
Man, you crazy as hell. The best day to close down a store in a black neighborhood is on Martin Luther King Day. Got to keep these Negroes on their toes. Gotta keep them honest.
I mean, you can just see how lost the protesters are. They're still wearing masks.
Hey,
y'all outside. Do you actually think that virus?
Hey, Keith. Hey, listen, man. Hey, Keith, if I'm a white man and I go into a black neighborhood and open Walgreens trying to help these niggas, right?
Yeah.
They don't appreciate me stealing, robbing, I ain't making no profit. I'm closing that bitch on Martin Luther King Day. I'm having a meeting with all the executives and I'm gonna close that bitch on Martin Luther King Day. I'm going to get the last laugh.
Yeah, man.
Yo, keep, come on. That's not a coincidence. Them people playing that shit.
He said, you know what? We're going to close. I got a good idea. Let's do it on Martin Luther King Day.
That's what they did, man. That wasn't a coincidence.
No, but see, the black people, they think white people's just, they're racist, and that's why they're closing down the store. Mm. Y'all not looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah, they have a sense of entitlement because they black. And they pull.
Yeah, it's like they're entitled. It's like y'all think y'all entitled to something.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't entitled to nothing.
Yeah. That's a private business. If they want to move and close shop, that's their right to do so. It doesn't matter what color the skin of the residents, the main people that is, you know, engaging in activity in that store, it has nothing to do with it. It all depends on profits.
And you see the people that was protesting, those are good, clean black people. They look respectable.
They ain't too clean. Them some Biden supporters. That's an oxymoron. Good, clean, black Biden supporter.
Hey, man. Shut up. Let me say.
Keith, that is about as an oxymoron as a damn transgender child. A good, clean, black Biden supporter. That shit don't make no sense.
Hey, Biden supporters up in Boston, why don't y'all ask the Biden administration to give money to Walgreens to keep them in y'all city instead of giving them to Ukraine. See what they tell you.
Well, that's good.
They're like, I can't do it. Sorry. But they are racist. Don't you forget that. You got to vote for me. Maybe I can do something about it in the future, though. Yeah.
When are you Negroes going to learn?
Hey, we got a new giveaway going. It ends this month. Giving away an F-350 and $10,000 cash. The end of the win, go to FitzGeorgeTwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically. End of the win. Yeah.